Hi, everybody.
Hi.
Hi.
It's been a while.
It's been a long while. بس احنا رجعنا عشان we missed you guys.
Yes, we did. Yes, we did.
And we missed doing this. لو دي أول مرة بتسمعوا فيها البودكاست, this is season 2 of a really cool podcast.
Something called Same Time Next Week.
Same Time Next Week. احنا ده, what do we do in this podcast?
We talk all things mental health, we chat with experts, and we bring conversations that are usually had in private or very hush-hush to the light and to our public domain.
Yeah. We also explore our own personal lives in this podcast, and we talk deep. So,
Speaking of we... This is allow me to introduce my co-host, Dr. Mohammed Farooq, psychiatrist, comedian, musician, boxer
now.
As of late.
1 week ago. No, okay.
Fantastic human all around.
Aww. And allow me to introduce my co-host, Monica. Monica is just amazing. See, she's what are you now? what's happening now? I think the word I'd use to describe you is an artist, first of all, and that a person that has a very warm spirit. Plus she's I don't know, she has a lot of other stuff that she does. You have a degree in mental health. You have masters, don't you?
I have a master's.
Yeah, she has masters in mental health.
Yeah.
And she's such a good artist. What else do you want to say about yourself?
Absolutely nothing.
All right. ماشي. فلو I think الناس اللي بتسمع البودكاست ده هو لو ناس حاسة إنه عايزين يعرفوا أكتر about life, about نفسهم, about mental health, about mental disorders, about what to do when they're stuck, especially if people are stuck. I think that's my favorite word, if people are stuck.
Yeah, I think because the nature of being stuck feels permanent.
Yes.
And it's just not.
Oh, that's what we're talking about today.
I guess so.
There you go. All right. So welcome to the first episode of season 2 of probably your favorite podcast by now.
Yeah, same time next week.
So, feeling stuck. What is معناه ايه بالنسبة لك? Feeling stuck. And are we saying feeling stuck in life? ولا feeling stuck in في حاجات تانية في الحياة ولا ايه?
Yeah, I think for me, the nature of being stuck is contradictory in itself. Because in order to feel stuck, you have to know that there's something beyond that place that you're in.
Okay.
Otherwise, it wouldn't feel like you were stuck necessarily. It would just feel like life.
Okay.
And so for me, when I feel stuck or if I'm expressing that feeling of like immobility or, you know, I'm in a particular place and I can't get out of it.
Yeah.
I think it's because I'm desiring or I'm imagining something beyond it.
Okay.
That feels lighter or that feels like freedom or feels like more like me. Whatever that looks like.
Okay.
I think that's why feeling stuck can be so debilitating, because it can feel like I'm never going to reach that place. It can feel so permanent. It can feel so forever. When it never really is.
That's... أنا عمري ما فكرت في ده كده. So feeling stuck is related to the fact that in the future I can't even see the future. Well, I can see it, but it's still going to be the same.
Well, see, I think that's I don't know necessarily that it's about seeing the future so much as it is just knowing that there's more to
life
and where you're at. I don't know if, you know, for me, maybe also in my mind so recently I've been wrapped up in the concept of potential, and I call it the P word because it's
it's such a difficult
word. It's such a difficult word, and it's such a difficult thing to navigate.
طبعا.
And I think that often you know, the P word can make you feel stuck.
Yes, عشان if you're not living up to your potential, if you're not doing everything you should do, okay,
then it's like you're stuck in the same place without recognizing probably all the progress you've made or all the movement that you've made. You know, I was actually just talking about this with a friend of mine last night, and we were exchanging stories of how we landed in Cairo. And we've known each other for a while, but I just never knew how she got here or why she stayed. And, you know, both of us have always expressed to other people that Cairo kind of just sucks you in and you get kind of stuck here.
Yeah, yes.
And, you know, even in that process of exchanging our stories, or at least our Cairo stories, it was a conversation around both of us kind of coming to the realization of how much we've grown.
Yeah.
And how much things have changed over the past, you know, 2 to 3 years, as it does day to day and week to week and month to month. And I think often without expressing that story, maybe for the first time or kind of chronologically going back into your timeline or your history, do we ever really realize how much we grow and shapeshift and mold and pivot and do so much?
Yeah.
And that helped me, you know, this was just not even 24 hours ago, come to a place of realization that says, I have felt stuck for the past 3 years, but I've been moving so much.
Oh.
And so it just took me a moment of reflection and of like friendship.
Okay.
For me to recognize that the feeling of stuck, or like stuckness, if that's a word, or the feeling of stagnancy might be a real and true feeling, and it's really difficult, but it most probably is not my reality.
Because it, so if we, يعني أنا فاهم, لو أنا فاهم صح, so if you're feeling stuck, that couples with I'm not achieving the P word, the potential in, but maybe it's unidirectional, like I'm not achieving my potential in this, but I'm growing in all other areas that I cannot see. And I'm شايف الحاجات اللي أنا بعملها في كل حاجة تانية في حياتي, بس أنا ممكن أبقى stuck في حاجة واحدة. بس مشكلتي إن if you're stuck في حاجة واحدة, it feels like you're stuck in life.
Yeah.
And فكرتي إنه لما أنا بشوف مثلا أنا stuck في أي حاجة في الحياة, يعني stuck في شغل, stuck في إحساس, في relationship, في أي حاجة في الحياة, it takes a lot of the time trying to move forward or trying to decipher الإحساس ده معناه إيه, or trying to understand what this means وكده. I don't know, أنا كنت هقول إيه, بس خلينا هتيجي الفكرة. بس قصدي إنه so if I'm feeling stuck and I cannot reach my potential في إحساس في حاجة معينة, I think أول حاجة بيبقى ليها علاقة بالpotential ده. Is it really my potential or is it a picture of potential that has been imposed عليا من society أو أهلي أو a teacher أو a friend أو كده. يعني is this, because there's a lot of comparisons all the time. So a normal human function الواحد بيعملها إن هو بيقارن نفسه, you compare yourself لي your ideal picture of you. And the ideal picture of you doesn't actually have to be you. It can be a picture painted by someone else. مثلا أهل, صحاب, حاجة كده. So you compare yourself to that picture and you feel stuck that you're not moving forward. أو you don't even feel, يعني, and you don't count الحاجات التانية الكويسة. You just feel like I'm bad, I'm a bad person عشان ما عرفتش أبقى الصورة دي. Okay? بس so this is one part of stuckness. Oh, yeah. I think that's one part, is when you feel stuck but you aren't really stuck.
Or when you're so hyper focused, like you're saying, on one opportunity or one thing that you just can't seem to master.
Yeah.
And yeah, don't give yourself the credit or the moment of appreciation and acknowledgement of what about this and what about this and how you engage with this person and how you've curated this relationship and how you've betowed in this capacity and like in all of these different things. that we for some reason deprioritize. And I think that's often what we do, is we deprioritize our successes, quote unquote, or the things that we've achieved in the wake of, you know, not being able to complete something or not being yes. successful in one thing.
Yes. So I think بس ده, I think إنه, because I'm always afraid of generalizing our personal mm-hmm. ideas on an escola. But I think in that one of them is the fact that you feel stuck, but you're not stuck, and it's just continuous comparing yourself to what people want you to be mm-hmm. instead of knowing what you want to be. So that's one thing. But I think in the ناس تانية في حياتها كتير, أنا واحد منهم, that we genuinely felt stuck in life, and it can be behind a thought. I've seen a lot of people stuck behind a thought.
Mm.
Just a thought, just a fikra, with two words, three words. زي مثلا, what is the meaning of this life? And mm. then you're stuck with this question or word, and you don't do anything. Mm-hmm. You don't go anywhere.
Mm-hmm.
And it's so valid, actually, it's such a heavy question.
Of course. And it can be immobilizing. Like, it can feel like I can't go anywhere from here until I've answered this question.
Answered this. And people get behind أسئلة كتير قوي زي دي. People get stuck what a question زي is this me? Am I really enjoying الحاجات دي ولا am I being fake مثلا?
Hmm.
Am I not being authentic enough? Am I not living my authentic life?
Yeah, am I performing in some capacity?
Am I performing في capacity معينة؟ هل أنا وفي ناس يعني في حاجات تانية that you get stuck because it gets too difficult. So sometimes you get too depressed or too anxious. شغله, أهله, حياه وصحاب, and sometimes it gets so overwhelming that you withdraw.
Yeah.
You raise the white flag and you withdraw. الواحد بينسحب في كيف, and sometimes the cave can take a while. I've personally seen clients or people who have been stuck for years
mm-hmm.
behind. Yeah, my single thought, single question, how many questions or thoughts?
Yeah, I think that really does resonate with me. And it's interesting, I didn't think about it as the feeling of stuck. I have always thought about it as, like, you know, what you're describing. I've thought of it as I have this, like, obsession over, not obsession, but like, an obsession over a memory, for example.
Mm, yes.
Or an idea,
yeah,
or a question,
or a trauma,
yeah, or a memory of a trauma, yeah. or whatever that yeah. is. And for me, especially over the past, you know, 5 years, I think I very much have felt, I mean, now I have the language in this conversation to say I've felt perhaps stuck behind a particular memory where I feel that memory will be a recurrence in my life.
Mm.
When the definition of memory is in its past.
حاجة حصلت زمان.
Yeah. أو مش, yeah. مش لازم زمان, بس حاجة حصل خلاص.
حاجة حصل خلاص. Oh. Yes.
And so it is this weird dissonance of this has already taken place, and yet I feel this will be my forever.
Yeah.
Which is, like, I guess the scary thing about memory, and particularly, you know, and what I'm thinking of is a memory of trauma. But I think, yeah, what you're saying really does resonate with me in a lot of ways, mm. and I think it would a lot of people.
Yeah.
And I think there's also a lot of shame in feeling like we're in our cave.
Oh, yes.
Or
oh,
recognizing yes. that we're in a cave.
Oh, yes. There's a lot of shame in a lot of things.
That's for sure.
I've been grown very interested in the idea of shame and the feeling that is shame.
Mm.
And it's getting very, very important ليا كشخص.
To dismantle that idea or just to observe it?
To observe it is what helped me personally.
Hmm.
Is عشان الشame is said to be the mother of all negative emotions.
Hmm.
So whenever you feel stuck, anxious, depressed, هيك كده هو, there is usually some shame underlying. مش دايما طبعا, of course, مش دايما.
Sure.
بس ساعات كتير قوي. And it's very missed because a lot of people confuse it with guilt.
Hmm.
And shame is not guilt.
Hmm.
Shame is when you evaluate yourself and you say, أنا inadequate. أنا مش كفاية. I'm foolish. I'm not enough. I'm not good.
In light of
anything,
an expectation, or what does it have to be in light of something, or
it's in light of something, which is the ideal picture.
Mm-hmm.
So if you compare yourself with an ideal picture, you feel shame if you're lacking. بس ساعات بيبقى ان انا عملت حاجة كبيرة قوي, زي انا مثلا زحلقت في موزة مثلا وانا ماشي في الشارع, انا feel ashamed of myself, او مش لازم يعني حاجة بهذا البتاع, يعني something that's bigger. انا I've done something to my life, my family كده, and I feel ashamed of what I've done. So it doesn't have to be in light of some, maybe in light of your own values, in light of your own self expectations of yourself, in light of your ideal picture. بس shame اللي هو الخزي is tough word in Arabic, برضو الخزي. بس I think it's present معانا كلنا, and it's I think the first step is just identifying the shame,
claiming it, like saying this is something that I
like
feel,
seeing it, yeah. Yeah. Definitely observing it and trying to separate yourself منه, not fight it, because we cannot fight our own emotions or thoughts. But just recognizing that this is something you feel, point at it and try to create a distance between yourself and the shameful feeling.
And when you're able to create distance, is it, what it does, and this is a question, not a statement, allows you to engage with it in a different way, like creating a different relationship with your shame or with whatever you've distanced from yourself, or what is the concept around separating yourself from that feeling?
So there are many ways to deal with shame, I think. Separating الواحد إن أنا أخلق مسافة ما بيني وما بين shame, mm-hmm. makes me understand that sometimes shame can be healthy.
Mm-hmm.
There are whole cultures based on shame. Japanese culture is based on shame.
Mm.
That's why they're very extremely, extremely, extremely polite individuals.
Mm.
So it's sometimes it's cultural, and sometimes it's so important in الواحد يبقى مدرك إنه shame is supposed to make me stop doing the things that I hate doing to myself. So maybe understand the healthy part of it, but it's usually not very healthy. Engaging معه بطريقة مختلفة, I think إنه creating a distance أو مسافة ما بين كل حد وما بين أفكاره أو مشاعره أو emotions بتاعته. You know the cliche that you're not your thoughts?
Mm-hmm.
I think that's what they meant by it. Yeah. إن الواحد مش أفكار, إن الواحد لو جات له فكرة shameful, إن هي دي مجرد فكرة. That's an idea. ده مش هو. This is not my identity. I'm not a person who's ashamed of myself all the time. I'm a person who feels ashamed sometimes. فهم قصدي؟
Definitely.
And then the way I think that works with shame is self-affirmation. So that's the main weapon against shame is self-acceptance, self-affirmation, and self-love. If you say انا حقي ان انا مثلا من سنة as a memory to be stuck in something and that's the best I could do ساعتها بالمعلومات اللي كانت عندي بالقدرة اللي كانت عندي, then that's forgiveness and self-acceptance.
Yeah.
And that just kills shame. But it's not that easy.
Yeah, no, it's definitely not that easy, but it is clear how that can be, you know, yeah, revolutionary for someone who, for all of us who struggle with shame.
Yeah. I think so.
It's interesting, sorry, but yeah. It's interesting to also think about, you know, self-love, self-acceptance as forgiving yourself for making the decisions or acting in the capacity that you did with the resources that you had at the time, with the knowledge you had at the time.
Yes.
I think that is so empathetic.
Yeah.
And we rarely ever think of empathy as an inward action. Yeah.
Empathy ناحيه نفسي. Because actually most people who don't feel empathetic, they feel empathy towards others, mm-hmm. not towards themselves.
Yeah.
So they would go, and I usually do that in therapy. I tell them, so someone tells me, you know, أنا عملت حاجة زمان, I'm very ashamed of حاجة happened and I didn't make the right decision, I was stupid, and they start cussing at themselves. And then I say, all right, let me tell you a story. There was once a person who 1 year ago did this and this and this. What would you tell that person? He would tell him, I tell him it's okay, don't beat yourself over it. And it's so quick, tariqa, that they're, usually they're more forgiving. People are more forgiving towards others than towards themselves.
Definitely. And it's not because we hold people to a different standard. It's simply because for whatever reason, our failure can be blinding.
Exactly.
And whatever that means, even failure, you know, and for me, failure and feeling stuck and ashamed are really so wrapped up in one story. But it's you know, we've talked about this before, but what does this mean? What does this mean to feel stuck in failure or stuck in or being stuck and therefore being a failure in some capacity? I could think about this forever.
Me too.
I could be stuck in this.
Okay. Yeah. But I think
it's
very difficult. Being stuck is the kelma اللي انا بشوفها كل يوم في حاجات in myself or in other people. It's just being stuck behind الخوف, fear, shame, الرعب, memories, trauma, anxiety, الأفكار, severe mental illness like schizophrenia. These are, you know, people with these symptoms, you know, biologically cannot really move forward in life. They can push themselves, and usually people make great progress if they push themselves, but and maybe that's a topic for another time, but then comes the power of willingness, which is something we need to maybe address.
When there's a will.
Yeah.
I think even, you know, having this conversation, and hopefully for, you know, those who are listening to us are able to, like, I can't think of another word other than to, like, slither their way out of a spot right now, whatever that might be. And I do believe that storytelling and or a version of it, just like speaking, has the capacity to lubricate any sort of like feeling. Even if it doesn't resolve anything, or we don't necessarily move from our spot, it can be life-giving for sure. Oh, I'm so grateful we're back.
I'm happy we're back. Alrighty. Wow. Feels good.
Yeah, it does.
Meishi. Yeah, so that was the first episode.
It was a welcome back, a homecoming, a first episode.
Yeah.
Yeah, thank you for tuning in.
Yep, and we'll see you, or are we, we're not seeing you. Tune in to your favorite, maybe, podcast.
Same time next week.
Bye, guys.
Bye.
O7 Therapy is a digital platform that provides mental health solutions for Arabic speakers around the globe. Download the mobile app today and start your wellness journey.